亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
特别感谢主带领我们刚刚过去的暑期圣经营。
Especially thank you for the vacation Bible camp just we just had.
让这些小孩有机会去认识你。
So that these children would have a chance to get to know you.
我为到这些小孩，他们会回应神你的呼召，交托在主手中。
For these children, that they will return your call, we put this in your hand.
我们也为到他们的家庭。能够得到主的祝福，交托在主手里。
We also pray for their family so that they would also receive your blessings.
我们现在来到主面前听你的道，求主预备我们的心。
As we come before to you to hear your word, we ask that you prepare our hearts.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
首先我要将各位父亲说一声父亲节快乐。
Now, first, we want to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
今天也讲一个有关父亲的故事给大家听啊。
And also, we want to tell you a story about fathers to you.
在清朝的时候呢，这个道光皇帝呢，他年老的时候呢，他就要立他的儿子做王继承他的位。
In the Qing Dynasty, the Emperor Daozheng, he was going to establish his son as the Emperor.
当时呢，他头三个儿子已经死掉了。
At that time, his first three sons all passed away.
留下来呢，就是四太子跟六太子。
And then what's left over is fourth son and the sixth son.
那四太子年长。
And the fourth son is actually somewhat elderly.
六太子呢？智勇相传呢、啊，就是又能又，就是又怎么讲？智勇相全哦。
And the sixth son is
both okay like good in.
智勇相哦 okay. He's good at also administration and also has a lot of different skills.
所以怎么选哪一个做皇帝呢？
So how do they choose which one to be the emperor?
道光皇帝就想到了，派他们去打猎。
The emperor thought of one thing, and they took him to go hunting.
那打猎呢？六太子当然比四太子好了。
Of course, when you go hunting, sixth son of course is better than the fourth one.
所以呢，六太子打到很多东西回来。
So the sixth son actually hunted quite a few different things.
但是呢，四太子呢，连箭也没有发。
The fourth son didn't even pull his bow.
那么道光皇帝就问四太子：“你为什么连箭也不发呢？”
So the emperor asked the fourth son, said, "How come you didn't even pull your bow and arrow?"
他就说：“父王，你看现在是春天。”
He said, "Director, Father, this is springtime."
如果我误伤了这些野兽的妈妈，这些小野兽就变成孤儿了。
If I hurt the mother animals, all these small animals all turn into orphans.
那么你说这些小动物多可怜呐、啊、
？And how pity are these small animals?
道光皇帝听了以后呢，觉得很高兴。
So the emperor, when he heard that, he was very happy.
他说四太子，仁孝。
So the fourth emperor actually honor his the parents.
他连这些小动物都爱，怎么可能不爱这些老百姓呢？
He even loved these small animals. How can he not love his own people?
有一天，道光皇帝病了。
So one day, the emperor, Dao Gong, emperor was sick.
然后他就叫四太子跟六太子来到他的面前。
So he asked both sons to come in front of him.
先叫六太子进来。
And they first asked his sixth son to come forward.
他问一个问题，如果我死掉，你将来要怎么治理你的国家？
So if I pass away, how are you going to rule over this kingdom?
那么六太子就很有条理的把怎么治理国家，怎么弄这个财政，所有东西都告诉道光皇帝。
So the sixth son actually very detailed line up all the administration details and everything to the emperor.
道光皇帝就说：“ 六太子的确是皇帝的人才啊。
So the emperor said, of course he is actually going to be good for as an emperor.
但是他心里面不高兴。
But his heart wasn't very happy.
你知道为什么呢？
You know why?
父王都还没死，你就想得这么清楚，是什么意思啊？
So the emperor is still hasn't died yet. You actually think it all through. What are you trying to tell me?
那么他又叫四太子来啊。
So he also called the fourth son to come forward.
他就说父王现在病了。
The emperor now is ill.
问题都还没问完，四太子就哭了。
Before he even finished the question, the fourth son started crying.
他就说父王不会死。
He said, the emperor, you will not pass away.
万寿无疆，永远健康。
You will be healthy and live till tens of thousands of years.
大王王一听，他说：“哎呀，这个儿子很孝顺。
”So the emperor thought, "Oh, this is a very a son who really honor his father."
你来做皇帝好了。
You come forward and be the emperor.
这个就是后来的韩奉皇帝了。
And this is the later on the Han Feng Emperor.
那今天呢，我们要看一个故事呢，也是选皇帝的一个故事。
And today we're going to look at a story also about selecting the king.
我们一直以来呢是谈到撒母耳记上。
So all along we've been studying the book of First and Second Samuel.
之前呢已经讲到了以色列人呢选了他第一个皇帝叫扫罗。
In the first we have looked at the first king that is Saul.
现在的问题呢就是这个人能不能够一代一代的做下去成为皇帝呢？
The question is whether or not this person can continue to rule generation upon generation to be the king.
所以呢，神要考验这个人。
So God is testing this person.
要看这个人呢，是不是一个适合神心意的一个人。
To see if this person is actually fit for in God's heart.
所以呢，今天呢，就要问一个问题：谁是合神心意的人
？So we're going to ask one question, and that is, who is the one after God's heart?
你也可以问，这是一个合神心意的人有什么表现呢
？So you can also say the one who actually seek after God's heart, what kind of characteristics you can see?
首先呢，我们要先看我们刚刚读的这段圣经的一个背景了。
So we actually take a look at the background about these verses we have just read.
那，这个是发生的扫罗已经登基的以后了。
So this happens after Saul had become king.
但是呢，他登基的时候呢，先知撒母耳呢给了他一个任务。
So after he became king, the prophet Samuel gave him a mission.
他就是说，你要去基甲去等我七天，等我来献祭以后，我就来告诉你你要干什么。
So he told him go ahead to go to Gilgal first, and he will come and tell him what to do.
撒母耳呢也警告他，如果你听神的话的时候呢，神会祝福你，但是如果你不听的时候呢，你就会灭亡了。
Samuel also told Saul that if you actually follow him, he would actually great things for you, but if you doing evil, he would perish.
所以呢，这个是我们刚刚念十三章的一个背景。
So this is the background about the chapter 13 that we have just read.
但是呢，我想你知道了，其实是扫罗当时是面对一场仗呢，是没有可能打赢的。
But Saul was facing a war that there's no way he can win this war.
当时呢，他带领三千的兵。
So at that time he had 3,000 soldiers.
他自己有两千，他儿子带一千。
He has 2,000 and his son also had 1,000.
他呢就驻防在一个地方就密默的地方。
He was actually residing at the place called Michmash.
这个呢，其实是在以色列这个国家的中间一个交通的要道上面的。
So this is actually a key pathway within the kingdom of Israel.
他的儿子约拿单呢，就在他对面的这个加巴这个地方。
His son Jonathan was actually was at another place called Geba.
他就带兵去打这些菲利士人。
Jonathan took his soldiers to attack the Philistines.
如果你有读过圣经的时候，你知道菲利士人其实是一个沿海的一个国家。
So if you have read the scripture, you see that the Philistines are actually reside along the sea.
但是现在呢，他们已经有住房在以色列的中间的时候。 证明了以色列已经给他们所称进了。
So if you see that they are already residing in the midst of the Israelites, so you can see that they have already kind of invaded the Israels.
当时呢，约拿单攻击加巴的时候呢，扫罗就退脚了。
So and when the Jonathan attacked Geba, Saul would actually ring out the horns.
圣经说了，他的目的呢是让这些希伯来人听见。So
his goal, the scripture tells us, the goal was to allow the Hebrews to hear.
那希伯来人是指哪些人呢？在这个故事里面，就是这些投降给腓力士人的以色列人。And
what kind of Hebrews were he referring to? These are the Hebrews who were following the Philistines.
所以呢，他的意思就是。 告诉这些人，我们现在革命了。
So he was just the point is to tell these Israelites that now we have willing revolting.
那所以他的目的呢，就是要把这些以色列人呢斗罪起来，帮他打仗。His
goal is to try to gather all these Israelites to help him fight.
但是呢，他没有想到呢，自己人没有叫来，反而呢把。 把他的敌人的叫来了。So,
but he didn't realize that not only did he not invited his own people, but he also attracted the enemies.
没有想到，他们打这个小小的加巴这个地方，会让呢整个腓力士的国家所有的兵都过来这边去打以色列。
He didn't think of it just because of attacking this small area, Geba, he attracted all the soldiers to him.
圣经想到了，腓力士人当时有车30000辆，兵马6000，步兵好像海沙一样多。
The scripture tells us that they had 3,000 chariots, 6,000 charioteers, and soldiers as numerous as the sand on the seashore.
那历史学家呢看这个数目的时候呢，他们不能相信有这么多的兵。The
historians, when they actually look at these numbers, they couldn't believe there are so many soldiers.
你可以做一个比较。You
can actually do a comparison.
你知道亚历山大他当时有多少兵呢？他打 打遍非欧亚三个国家的时候，他手上有多少兵
？Can you guess Alexander the Great when he was attacking Europe, Asia, and all these continents? How many soldiers did he have?
他只有30000步兵。
He only had 30,000 land soldiers.
4,500的骑兵。
And 4,500 charioteers.
所以呢，你看当时腓力士人呢是有一个很大的军队的。So
you can see that the Philistine has a great army.
所以呢，从这个角度来看，扫罗是没有可能打赢这场仗。So
from this angle, there's no way for Saul to win this war.
更糟糕的一件事情呢，就是当扫罗退后的时候，你看他最后。 叫了多少人来打仗呢？
So you can. The worst thing is also when Saul sound the trumpet. How many people did he actually attract to fight this war?
那之前呢，我们看11章的时候呢，他打另外一个国家阿门人的时候。 他一叫，有33万的以色列人出来打仗。So
previously in chapter 11, we see that when he was fighting Amalekite, there was 330,000 Hebrews come and help him.
这次他叫人来了，来了多少人呢？
And this time he had tried to attract people. How many people came?
那甚至开始的时候没有讲。
In the beginning of the scripture, he didn't talk about it.
但是这些以色列人见到对方有这么多人的时候呢，他们就跑掉了。
So when the Israelites saw that there are so many soldiers, they ran away.
敌人这么多，他们跑去哪里了？藏在山洞，丛林、山岳，隐秘处。隐秘处另外一个翻译就是这些坟墓啊，还有这些坑中。
So the Israelites were hiding in the caves and thickets and the rocks. And another translation of this is actually almost like in the tombs.
所以呢，以色列人呢？你可以说呢，他见到洞就钻进去了。
So you can say that the Israelites, when they see any holes, they'll go and hide in there.
最后剩下六百人。
And at the end, only 600 people left.
所以你的敌人多，你自己人又小。
So your enemies' numbers are great, your own number is small.
但是还有第三个原因呢，他们是没有可能打赢的。
If there's a third reason why they will not be able to win.
就是呢，圣经告诉我们呢，当时以色列人的科技是比腓利斯人落后的。
Also, the scripture tells us the technology of the Israelites is also very behind.
他们连铁这个打铁的人都没有啊。
So they don't even have blacksmith to actually strike the iron.
你知道，人你的兵可能小，但是如果你的科技到的时候呢，你还会打赢这场仗。
So you see, even if you have less number of soldiers, but if you have good technology, you can may still be able to win the war.
你知道在鸦片战争的时候呢，英国只有4000的海军。
So you see, during the Opium War, the British Army only has 4,000 people for as a navy.
中国有900,000的兵哦。
But China has had 900,000 soldiers.
但是英国就打赢。
But the English won the war.
但是他们人又小，但是科技也不行哦。
They had only a few soldiers, and also the technology was so behind.
所以呢，扫罗是面对一个没有可能打赢的仗。
So Saul was facing a war that he couldn't possibly win.
当神考验一个人的时候呢，他很多时候会放你在一个没有无可指望的环境当中。
So when God wants to test someone, he might put you in a situation that you cannot possibly win.
圣经里面有一个人物呢，叫亚伯拉罕。
In the scripture, there's a person in the Old Testament called Abraham.
他将近100岁的时候还没有儿女。
When he was 100 years old, he still did not have any children.
他太太也90岁了。
His wife was already 90 years old.
圣经讲到他们的身体已经死了。
The scripture tells us their body had already died.
但是呢，神告诉他，你的儿女会好像天上的星星一样多。
But God told them, your offerings is Your offspring is almost as numerous as the stars in the sky.
亚伯拉罕在无可指望里面的时候，他应信仍有指望。
But Abraham, during the time he had no hope at all, but because of his faith, he had hope.
这个，就是他相信神的一个表现。
This is the manifestation of his faith in God.
我不知道呢，你现在是不是面对一个无可指望的前进
？I don't know if you're facing a situation in which there's no hope.
可能呢是你的工作
，maybe it's your work.
你老板告诉你，如果你再没有成果了，你就没有工作了。
The boss might tell you if you don't show any result, you will lose your job.
可能你是你的家庭的关系
，or maybe perhaps it's your family relationship.
可能你好像亚伯拉罕，希望生儿子，但是生不出来。
Maybe perhaps you're like Abraham, you want to have a son, then you cannot have one.
你祷告，但是好像神又不听你的祷告。
You pray, but it appears that God did not listen to your prayer.
往往就是在这样子没有指望的前景里面呢，我们开始就怀疑神了。
And a lot of times during these hopeless situation, we will start to doubt God.
神是不是爱我啊？
Does God really love me?
神是不是信实的神呢
？Is God truly a faithful one？
如果是的时候，为什么他不听我祷告
？If that's the case, how come he did not listen to my prayer？
我曾经告诉过大家，就是我神虽然毕业以后呢，找了2年呢，才找到一个 教会我可以在当中侍奉的。
I think I've told you that after graduation seminary, I actually took me 2 years to find a church where I can serve.
你知道在这两年里面呢，最困难的是什么呢？
You take a guess as to during those 2 years, what is the most difficult thing?
其实不是穷我。
It's not about poverty.
是我自己的自尊心。
It's about my own pride.
因为一方面我又不能跑回去做电脑了。
On one hand, I cannot go back and try to work on computer engineering.
你已经过了四年了，你再跑回去，人家不请你了。
Because it's been 4 years. Even if you go back, nobody's going to hire you.
还有一个事情哦，就是你开始的时候告诉弟兄姊妹你要全世界侍奉神，你才过了四年，你又跑回去了，那么好像不太好意思哦。
So you have told your brother and sister that you will actually spend full time serving God, and then you after 4 years you go back, it really can be very shameful.
所以你也不能退了，但是你也找不到教会，那么你只有等呢。
So you cannot retreat, but on the other hand, you cannot find a church. So the only thing you can do is wait.
所以当时呢，就是太太在外面工作，我就在家里面找工作了。
So at that time, my wife was working outside her job, and I was just at home looking for job.
这个事情呢，如果你试过的时候，你就知道是蛮难受的一个事情。
If you have gone through that, you will know that how it's a very difficult thing to do.
我后来见到我一个不信主的一个大学的同学。
And later on, I ran into a friend who is not a Christian from college.
他就问我一个问题。
He asked me one question.
你过去两年就是软饭呢？
For the last 2 years, you've been eating soft rice, meaning actually you just rely on your wife.
但神把你放在一个毫无指望的环境里面。
And when God puts you in a situation where it's totally hopeless,
他不是不爱你。
It's not that He does not love you.
他是要考验你。
He's testing you.
他要看你在这个环境里面，你会做一个怎么样的决定。
He wanted to see during this tough situation what kind of decision you're going to make.
扫罗的反应是怎么的反应呢？
What kind of response is Saul has?
他做了一个不合神心意的回应。
He did something that he did not really after God's heart.
我想当时呢，他一定是告诉这些以色列人。
I figured at that time he must be telling the Israelites.
那你们不要怕，再过七天呢，撒母耳先知就会来了。
And you tell him, don't be afraid. After 7 days, the prophet Samuel is going to come.
那么呢，他会献祭，就会告诉我们下一步怎么做了。
He'll offer a sacrifice. He'll tell us what the next steps are.
第七天的早晨来到了。
They on the morning of the seventh day.
但是撒母耳献祭还没到。
But the prophet Samuel still has not arrived.
以色列这些兵呢，就开始散了。
And the soldiers, the Israelite soldiers, become to scatter.
那严格来说呢，撒母耳呢还没迟到啊。
And strictly speaking, Samuel had not been late.
因为第七天还没过去。
Because the seventh day has not gone by yet.
但是呢，扫罗就说，你们呢把这些燔祭、平安祭带到来我的面前，扫罗就献祭了。
But Saul said, Bring me the burnt offering and the fellowship offering so he can actually present the sacrifice.
那么当他看完献完祭以后呢，撒母耳就来了。
And after he had done the burnt offering, Prophet Samuel showed up.
从人的角度来看呢，扫罗的决定呢是完全正确的哦。
So from a man's standpoint, Saul's decision is legitimate.
我们中国人有句话嘛，站在外，君命有所不受。
And there's a phrase in Chinese as a general in the field is not bound by the orders from his sovereign.
所以呢，当撒母耳责备扫罗的时候呢，我觉得自己很有道理的。
So when Samuel scolded at Saul, he might think that he is within his right.
扫罗给他三个原因，为什么他做这个事情。
Saul gave him three reasons for why he did that.
第一，他说因为我见拜 百姓离开我散去了。
The first one is that we, and I saw the men were scattering.
你知道这句话的意思是什么？
What does that really mean?
其他人都走了，我还在啊！你看我多忠心。
All the other people are leaving, but I'm still here. Look at how faithful I am.
第二句话。
The second phrase.
他说，你呀，撒母耳，没有照啊，所定的时间来到。
The second thing is, you, Samuel, you have not come at the appointed time.
所以他的意思就是谁不守信呢？是你而不是我。
So he, in other words, he's saying, who is not faithful? It's you, not me.
最后扫罗讲一句话。
In the last phrase that Saul said.
他说呢，只是非利士人住席在密默，所以呢，我心里说，恐怕我没有祷告耶和华，非利士人撒旦计诈攻击我，我就勉强献上燔祭。
He's saying that they, because the Philistine was at Michmash, I was, it would come down against me at Gilgal. I am not sort of God's favor, so I felt compelled to offer the burnt offerings.
他的重点是他勉强做这个事情。
So his point was, I was just kind of doing this reluctantly.
他的意思是我面前有两个选择。
In other words, he's saying I have two choices.
第一个选择就是我不祷告就去打仗。
And the first one is I'm just not going to pray and go right into war.
另外一个选择就是呢，我代替你去献祭祷告以后，我就去打仗。
And the second choice is I actually in place of you, I will do the offering and praying, and then I will go into war.
那两个都是错误的选择，但是呢。好像我现在做的事情比第一个选择更好哦。
So they're both wrong choices, but the second one is maybe perhaps is better than the first one.
所以我就勉强献祭了。
So I felt compelled to do it.
你有没有发觉，当人呢犯罪、做错事的时候呢，永远觉得是别人的错了。
So you do not see that when man sin, it's always saying that someone else's fault.
离婚的人呢，他会这样子说。
So one who divorced would say that
他变了。
That he, the other person had changed.
这不像我从前认识他这样子了。
It's not like the person I used to know.
连杀人的人呢，他也会这样子讲。
Even the one who murdered would say the same thing.
我病了。
I was sick.
不是我愿意的，是我这个病把我变成这样子。
It's not that I'm willing to do, but it's an illness that compelled me to do this.
所以永远呢都是人家的错，我是自己没有错。
So of course, all the time is other people's fault, not mine.
但是呢，撒母耳呢没有听扫罗，没有跟他理论呢。
So, but Samuel did not try to argue with Saul.
他只告诉他一个后果。
He only told him one consequence.
因为你没有遵守耶和华的诫命。
Because you have not kept the command that Jehovah had given you.
所以你的王位就不会长久了。
So your kingdom would not last long.
神已经寻找一个合他心意的人。
And God had already sought one person who is after his own heart.
扫罗呢，在没有指望的时候。
So Saul at the time when he had really no hope.
他没有想到他可以继续的等候神。
He did not think about he can continue to wait upon the Lord.
所以他就没有遵守神的命令。
So therefore he did not kept God's command.
他不遵守的原因是因为他不相信神。
The reason why he did not follow because he did not have faith.
他只见到他前面的这个不可能的环境。
He only saw the impossible, all the situations right in front of him.
他没有见到这个环境背后的这位神。
He did not see the God who is behind all these circumstances.
所以他就用自己的方法去解决问题。
So he used his own method to solve the problem.
一个不相信神的人，其实就是一个不合神心意的一个人。
The one who does not believe in God is also the one who is not after God's heart.
圣经有一句话说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Scripture tells us that without faith it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
你知道呢，当一个人离开神的时候呢，他的结果是很可怜的。
So you see, when someone leaves God, the situation is very pitiful.
扫罗不但只不能一代一代的做王帝做下去。
Not only did Saul cannot continue to have his kingdom generation after generation.
撒母耳讲完这句话就走了，跑掉了。
And after Samuel said that, he left.
就剩下了扫罗去面对这个腓力斯人了。
And left Saul to face all the Philistines.
有人问呢，神对扫罗的要求是不是太高啊？
Someone might ask, is the standard that God set for Saul really too high?
有没有人呢，面对腓力斯剪子的军队还会相信神呢？
And who would still be believing God when they face a situation like what Saul had done when in front of the Philistines?
事实上有一个人在这个故事里面就有这个反应。
Indeed, there is someone in the story had this reaction.
这个就是扫罗的儿子约拿丹。
And that is Saul's son Jonathan.
当时呢，以色列兵仅剩下600人。
At that time,there was only 600 Israelite soldiers.
腓力斯人呢也很出名呢，他派三队兵把以色列人呢团团的围住。
And the Philistines sent three set different army and actually surrounded the Israelites.
但是呢，扫罗的儿子约拿单呢，他却不怕哦。
But Saul's son Jonathan, he was not afraid.
他提议，倒不如我们去攻击这些腓力斯人。
And actually, he said, "Oh, let's go attack these Philistines."
因为他知道呢，因为耶和华使人得胜，不在乎人多人小啊。
Because it's nothing can hinder the Lord from saving, whether by many or by few.
当我准备这个故事的时候呢，我就去翻这个地图。
When I was preparing for this story, I actually look up on the map.
我就发觉呢，有一个很有趣的事情。
I found something very interesting.
腓力斯人呢是在密莫这个地方，是山顶这个地方。
So the Philistine were at this location of Michmash is on top of the hill.
当时呢，约拿单呢是在山底这个的山崖山底了这个地方。
So Jonathan, but actually was at the bottom of the hill.
他的计划呢，只是犯了一个打仗的大忌。
So his plan was actually when you come to in the war, that's the last thing you want to do.
因为他本来是在暗，敌人在明嘛。
So because originally he was in the hidden, but yet the enemies were all being revealed.
但是他的计划就是呢，攀崖到山顶，让敌人见到。
So but his plan was actually come out and so the enemies can see him.
所以呢，他就放弃打游击，要面对面的正面的攻击他们。
So he wanted to come out and actually come fight face to face.
所以呢，所以这个就是他们要爬的这个山了。
So these are the mountain that he had to climb.
所以当这些腓力斯人见到他们从这个山崖里面爬上来的时候，他们也觉得很可笑啊。
So when the Philistines think that they were going to climb up, they were laughing at them.
他说，哎，这些希伯来人结果从这个洞里面跑出来了。
So they say that the Hebrews are crawling out of the holes they were hiding in.
他就叫他们过来，我来教训你。
So they say, come, let me teach you a lesson.
他没有想到两个人在半亩地，就是你两个后院的这个范围里面，把20个腓力斯人杀死。
They never thought that the within half an acre is like two backyard. They kill all the Philistines.
那其实呢，约拿单不是一个疯子。
But actually, Jonathan is not somebody who is a fool or crazy.
他知道 就是你杀死二十个敌人，其实在这么多的敌人里面，其实是没有什么影响力的。
You realize that even if you kill 20 Philistines among all the different soldiers, it wouldn't make a dent.
但是呢，他相信耶和华使人得胜，不在乎人多人少。
But he believes that if Jehovah wants to allow them to win, it's not based on how many or how few.
你知道神就是因为他一个人的信心，让以色列人打赢这场仗。
Because of one man's faith, that's Jonathan's, that Jehovah allowed them to win this war.
非利士人进到这么小的地方，二十个自己的兵死掉的时候，他们就很惊慌了。
So when the Philistines saw that in a small area, 20 of the soldiers died, they were very concerned, very afraid.
甚至就讲到了他们开始了彼此击杀，大的惊慌。
So the scripture tells us that the Philistines in total confusion striking each other with their swords.
那后面这一节就解释为什么他们会彼此击杀。
So the latter verse tell us why they were fighting among themselves.
原来从前的投降腓力斯的这些希伯来人呢，现在就倒过来去帮助以色列人了。
So it turns out the Hebrews who were had surrendered to the Philistines now turn around and fight the Philistines.
所以你可以想象得到，这些希伯来人呢，他是穿的就是腓力斯人的军服。
So you see that these Hebrews were wearing Philistine soldier uniform.
所以腓力斯人他不知道你是敌人呢，还是自己人呢。
So the Philistine would not know whether or not you're a friend or foe.
所以他见人就杀了。
So actually, whenever you see them, just start killing.
所以你看见，其实神呢一早就把他胜利的方法呢放在这场仗里面。
So long ago, long beforehand, God had already planned as to how He was going to win this war.
他只是等一个人能不能够相信他。
He's just waiting to see if there is someone who had the faith.
如果你能够相信他的时候，他就会给你胜利。
If you believe in him, have faith in him, he will give you life.
其实我们人生也有很多不同的战争。
For us, we have many different struggles.
可能呢是你的坏习惯。
Maybe perhaps it's your bad habits.
可能是你的婚姻。
Maybe perhaps it's your marriage.
可能呢是你跟你儿女的关系。
And perhaps it's your relationship you have with your children.
很多这些事情，你知道，它最根本的问题就是人内心的罪的问题。
So this is the root cause of all these is because of sin in man's heart.
这些常常没有人能够赢的。
Nobody can win this war.
但是呢，圣经却告诉我们
，But the scripture tells us this.
如果呢，他说人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
如果你相信神的存在，你相信他会赏赐你的时候，神会让你打胜这场仗。
If you can believe God exists and He will bless you, God will allow you to win this battle.
你知道神给人最大的赏赐是什么呢？
You know what is the greatest blessing that man gives, God gives man?
就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
And that is His Son, Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督为我们舍了自己，要赎我们脱离一切的罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民，热心为善。
Jesus gave Himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for Himself a people that are His very own, eager to do what is good.
当你相信耶稣的时候，你就是一个合神心意的人。
If you believe in Jesus Christ, then you are the one who is after God's heart.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
有的时候，虽然我们人生是面对很多个的困难
，even though we a lot of times we face a lot of struggles in our lives，
但是我们知道，神你已经 把这个胜过罪恶、胜过我们人生的方法放在我们面前。
Because, but you have already gave us a solution to win over sin and win over life.
这个就是主耶稣。
And that is Jesus Christ.
他会解决我们的罪。
He would forgive our sins.
你也告诉我们，当耶稣来的时候，他会让父亲的心意转向儿女，儿女的心意转向父亲。
You have told us that when he comes, he will turn the hearts of the children towards his father, and father to children.
求主给我们这样子的信心。
We ask that you will give us this faith.
以知道我们可以成为一个合神心意的人。
So that we will all be the ones who is after God's heart.
我们最后一同站立，我们接受神的祝福。Let us stand. 我们一起祷告。愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动，常与你们众人同在。May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. 请坐。